Hey guys, in this tutorial I'm going to show you how to make a realistic sticky note in GIMP, like this one. So go to File, New, and create a new image with 800 by 600 and click OK. And now we're going to create two new layers by clicking on this Create a New Layer icon here. And the first one we're going to call Shadow. And we're going to create another one on the same icon. And we're going to call this one Note. We're going to start on our Note layer and go to your Rectangle Select tool and make a square selection about this side. Move to the middle and it will be your sticky note. And now we're going to fill this with yellow, white, a light color yellow. And I'm using FFFF5F and click OK. Now go to your Bucket Fill tool and make sure Fill Type is set to Foreground Color Fill. And affected area is set to fill whole selection and then just click in the middle. And now go to select none. And we're going to rotate this layer a bit by going to our rotate tool. And then clicking on it. And then filling in about -6. And click rotate. And now it's rotated. And I'm going to make the top bit a little bit darker. So you can see where the glue used to be, the glue line. So what I'm going to do is go to my Dodge and Burn tool here in my toolbox and use a brush of circle 17, scale 5.7, about something like that. Type burn range, midtones, and exposure set to 75, about 75. And then hold your mouse about here, something like this, and then press Shift on your keyboard, click once, and then make a line like this, and then click one more time. And you can't really see it in the video, I think, but you can see it when you do this for real. And there's just a little bit darker here, so you can see that there's still a little bit of glue on it from the top sticky note that used to be on it. So that makes it look a little bit more realistic. And the next thing we're going to do is go to our shadow layer. And we're going to create a shadow by going to our free select tool in our toolbox. And then just make a selection about like this. A little bit lower. And something like this. And then this a little bit inside. And click on the beginning point again. And we've got our selection here. Now make your foreground color black. In here. Then go to your bucket fill tool. And just click in the middle. And now we've got this filled up with black. Go to select none. And now go to filters, blur, Gaussian blur. And in here blur it at 15. And then click OK. Now go to your shadow layer. And in your layer dialog set the opacity slider to a little bit over 50. And if you are making the sticky note on a darker background, then the opacity slider should be a bit higher to get a better contrast. So now we're going to add text on the sticky note, because what's a note without text? Pretty useless. So I'm going to go to my font, my text tool, and I'm using the font marker as D, and I will leave a link in the description, don't worry about that. Size 49, and I'm going to type in something very important. As I said, very, very, very important. I'm going to move this a little bit to the middle and then go to my rotate tool and rotate this very important message a bit and then click rotate. And now, because it's rotated, and you probably can't see this in the video, but you can when you work on it, it will be a little bit blurred. And to sharpen this, what you do is go to your layer dialog, right click on the text layer, and then click merge down, and now it's on your note. And now we're going to sharpen this note a little bit by going to filters, enhance, sharpen, and I'm going to sharpen it by 15 and click OK. And now it looks nice and crisp again. And now there's only one step left to do to make this look really realistic, and that's curving this note a little bit so it looks like it's curved. So what I'm going to do is go to filters, distorts, eye warp, And this is a really good filtering gimp. And the first thing I'm going to do is make this window bigger, so I've got a really nice big preview. And you can see that this is really blurred, so what I'm going to do is click on the reset button, and then it's sharp again. And under deform mode, set it to move, and the deform radius set it to about 95. And I am going to push this in a bit, like this, to curve it. And I'm going to pull this out a bit, like this. Something like this. Push this in. And this is fine for now. I'm going to click OK. And there you can see that the node is curved. And now it's done. And I hope you like this tutorial. And do what it says on the node, because it's really, really, really very important. And thank you for watching.